Congratulations, sir. What was it meant to?
Yeah, I got the phone call last night from Bolts. I was a bit surprised. I thought I'd played okay, but I think it was a fair way of being a good game compared to some of the other guys in our team. But I suppose they didn't have too many players to choose from this week.
First big win of your career. You said you just talked to Bolts. What does he want out of you at the moment?
Out of me personally?
Yeah.
I think he obviously spent a few weeks in the VFL trying to find some form, and he had some key areas that I had to work on to get into the AFL side, and now I'm sort of playing a mid-forward role, so he wants, you know, getting involved offensively and defensively with my pressure.
How did you find the last couple of minutes on Sunday?
Yeah, pretty nerve-wracking. I didn't actually hear the siren, but I think they had a forward 50 stoppage and everyone was just piling on the ball, and Jacob Wiedering kicked that one out, and it obviously was delivered, but there wasn't enough time for them to score, so yeah, it was a pretty special moment.
When you're in that moment, are you thinking much or has it all become instinct?
Yeah, well obviously you've got a lockdown on your direct opponent. Everyone was just really fighting to death in that last sort of 2 minutes.
What is a win like that for you, against Premiership favourite, but also getting it done in a tight situation?
Yeah, it was important to win that game. Obviously, we were 3-7 before that, and it's at the stage in this season where we need to start getting back on track in terms of our win-loss record. And normally this time of year, sort of, there might be a mid-season lull for some teams, but we really need to start playing our best footy and climbing the ladder.
Do you feel like it's really good sort of affirmation for what you're trying to build and what you're trying to do this time?
Yeah, I think it is. I think we played some pretty decent footy in the early part of the season, but we didn't get the results. So now to scrape through with a 1-point victory really gives us a confidence boost going into this week against Gold Coast.
How big an influence has Brendan been on you?
As I said before, he's followed my progress pretty closely. Had me in the VFL for a while, working on a few things, and I think building that form's really helped me transition to AFL.
Are there any other mentors that you've had, either at Oakley or through your VFL time or at the Blues, that you can tell us about in terms of their influence on you and not only your game but your character?
Yeah, I think Mark Murphy's worked pretty closely with me. I've done reviews with him, reviewed his game and learned a lot from him. And also Tim Clark, the midfield coach. I always do extras with him, so he's been really enormous for me.
What is it about Mark's game that you're trying to implement?
Probably his running power. Yeah, he's always in the top two of our sort of GPS data. Just works really hard off the ball. Obviously averaging big numbers this year, so he's having a terrific year.
How many pre-seasons will it take for you to get to that level, you think?
Hopefully not many. Physically, I think I've got quite a lot of development to go. And I'm also looking to improve my running power as well.
And what about the performance of Liam Jones? He obviously made a splash. He's been outstanding down back in the last few weeks in the VFL. It must have been pleasing for the group to see that.
Yeah, he was outstanding. He obviously had to wait a bit in the VFL as well. He was playing terrific footy down there. And he didn't get his chance against North Melbourne because of an injury, but the way he came in and performed was just really good for him.
Does that send a great message to the guys in the group, that particularly those on the fringe, that if you go back to the VFL level and really dominate, the opportunities are there for you?
Yeah, it's all dictated by form. The coach reiterates that a lot. And we've got some guys, obviously the VFL team's going really well, 6-1. So there's obviously pressure on the AFL team to keep performing.
And how about some of your opponents so far? What have you learnt on some of the big names you've played on?
Again, I think physically, if I'm matching up on some of the best mids in the competition, it's I have to play to my strengths to sort of beat them. So I'm not going to get in a muscle up with them, try and push them off the ball, so for me, it's just about trying to expose them with my run.
Looking forward to the Gold Coast this weekend. Pretty get a close look at one of our
one of the best views of the modern era?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a really good challenge. Again, a win is important for this group because we just need to start climbing the ladder. And as you said, Gary Ablett, pretty good form.